The question and answer program everyone enjoys.
I would say yes.
That's right.
That's right.
Here are the questions.
Gordon in Ballina, greetings.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Hi, Suzanne.
How's tricks in Ballina tonight?
It's raining.
Ah. Was that good or bad?
Oh, it's getting a bit boring. It's been raining for a month.
Oh, no. Well, all right. Time for a change. It's time for a bit of sunshine.
Yeah.
All right. Now, we've got Jane and someone who hasn't put their name on their SMS, and Jim and Ray in the Bay all have this answer correct. My question for you, Gordon, in which year did the Beatles perform their final public show on the roof of Apple Corp headquarters?
I don't really know, but I'll take a guess. 1971.
Oh, I'm afraid it was not 1971, Gordon.
Boy.
Oh, well, nice to chat.
See ya.
Bye. Ray in the Bay, Sandra, Maria, Adrian, you also know what year this was taking place. It's Trev in Surfers Paradise. Hello, Trev.
Hello, Suzanne.
How's your evening?
Oh, very quiet. Yes. It's raining every time I go. To go out, it starts raining.
Well, you're but not I so far from Ballina, so I guess it's been a bit rainy up there this week, has it?
Oh, it comes and goes. I took my dog out and avoided it for 10 minutes so I could ring you.
Oh, it's very nice. Do you have a bit of a thing for ceilings?
Well, sometimes the whole concept is a bit over my head.
Excellent question.
God, I knew there was a joke there somewhere.
And you found it. Well done. Okay, the question is this. In which year did the Beatles perform their final public show on the roof of Apple Corp headquarters?
Oh, God. I think it was 1969.
You are correct. It was 1969.
God, the movie was released in 1970, but... You know, I think Abbey Road had come out and it was a last hurrah. And wasn't it a great concert?
I don't remember it, but yeah, it was impromptu. They played 9 takes of 5 songs and then the police turned up due to the noise complaints. But that particular building is now a museum dedicated to the Beatles.
Well, of course, and you can write on the gates outside how much you love the Beatles. It's a bit like kissing Oscar Wilde's gravestone. Graffiti is allowed if it's modest.
Have you done that, Trev?
Yes.
Ah! I mean, kissing Oscar Wilde or writing your name on the gates?
No, I've never kissed Oscar Wilde's grave, but I have. I put, well done, guys, from Trev.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I had
wonderful.
To go to a shop and buy a felt pen to do it. It's probably washed off now, you know.
How long ago was it?
Oh, it would have been 1990.
Okay, might be. You never know. That pen could have been particularly strong sticking, but we'll never know.
We'll see. Yeah, okay. I might go back one day.
Yeah. Now, John reckons that Molly Meldrum was there on the roof for that Beatles show.
Yes, Molly was working with the Beatles at the time, and it's quite possible. Yeah, it's a convincing story.
It is. What a great moment in history to be there for. Mm. Okay, Trev, going a little further back in history, question 2. In which country would you find the Lascaux Cave, which is home of the oldest known decorated ceilings dating back more than 17,000 years?
Yes, the answer is France, I think.
It is France.
But there are all older caves in Australia with older ceiling decorations, but that's Europeans think they own everything.
All right. Well, oh, gosh, apologies if that is the case. We didn't, we didn't verify that in our research, but we'll...
No, you asked me the name of a cave and I told you where it was. That's fine. Yep.
Oh, this is from Bobsled. I hope the callers don't cheat by looking up the answers. Oh, very good. Even in ceilings, you guys find some puns for us.
Oh, God.
Right, Trev, question 3. is a multiple choice question. Mucarnas are the intricate honeycomb-like decorative vaulting that are not found in Syria, Spain, Iran, or Namibia.
What are the four countries again?
Syria, Spain, Iran, and Namibia.
Look, I might try Spain. The others are a little bit more eastern.
Mm.
So Spain's my answer.
Spain is the incorrect answer, I'm afraid.
Damn. Oh, isn't life disappointing?
It is sometimes. And sometimes it's tremendously surprising and wonderful.
Oh, well, isn't that the best way to look at it?
Talk to you another time, Trev.
Good night, Suzanne.
Okay, bye-bye. Maria has it. Amanda has it. Lincoln in Gippsland. Hello, Lincoln.
Hello, how are you going?
Doing well here. Now, this is a multiple choice for you. Mucarnas are the intricate honeycomb-like decorative vaulting. They are not found in Syria, Iran, or Namibia.
I'll try Namibia.
Namibia is the correct answer, Lincoln. Are you on a speakerphone there?
Yep, I'll take you off.
Yeah, it would be much better if you did. That would sound better.
Thank you, mate.
All right, well done, Lincoln. Yes, mucarnas are a form of three-dimensional honeycomb-like decorations in Islamic architecture. They feature tiers of niche-like elements that create complex geometric transitions. They can be found in some African countries, but not in Namibia.
I've seen pictures of the
So cool. Islamic architecture is just stunning. I always am so drawn to all the beautiful mosques and other buildings that you find in Middle Eastern countries. And in the places where the Moors settled, for example, Spain just has some glorious architecture.
Have you seen it?
Some of it.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah. Question four. In medieval Europe, specialist steeplejacks were highly sought after for repairing the roofs of what kind of building? Lincoln, can you hear me?
Yeah, back.
Very quiet there. Where did you go? Okay, what kind of building was this that steeplejacks were used for repairing the roofs of? Oh, right. Lincoln seems to have dropped off entirely. Ray in the Bay, Morgan, Amanda, Adrian, Jim, all have the answer for that very quickly. If you would like to be part of the Ceilings and Roofs in History quiz, 1300 800 is the number to call. Oh, Jane says, let's hope tonight's contestants aren't plastered. Oh, excellent, Jane. Excellent work. 1300 800 222. Here is Terence in Perth. Hello, Terence.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I've been to London and been around these churches and all that stuff, so I don't like the old cathedrals. I've seen all of them.
So what's your answer to the question?
Well, they repaired, I suppose you'd call them the ceilings of cathedrals.
Mm-hmm.
The spires and all that stuff, that's where that happened.
Yeah, you're quite right. So steeplejacks were used for repairing, yes, the roofs of churches. Right.
The big churches. Anyway, that's all right. I got that one.
You did, Terence. Okay. Yeah. This one, question five, is a true or false? And it is this. Michelangelo stood upright to paint the roof of the Sistine Chapel. Is that true or false?
Yeah, it's true because he stuffed his neck. Yeah, he did. He stood up, but he stuffed his neck up by having to arch it.
Yes, he did. He stood up. He designed a complex wooden scaffolding platform that allowed him to stand upright high beneath the ceiling for about 4 years while he was working overhead. The job was so physically hard that he actually wrote a poem to a friend complaining about the pain that it caused him. My stomach squashed under my chin, my beard's pointing at heaven, my brain's crushed in a casket, My breast twists like a harpy's. My brush above me all the time dribbles paint, so my face makes a fine floor for droppings. My haunches are grinding into my guts. My poor ass strains to work as a counterweight. Every gesture I make is blind and aimless. My skin hangs loose below me. My spine's all knotted from folding over itself. I'm bent taut as a Syrian bow. So that really sounds quite painful, doesn't it?
Was just as well he was a better artist than he was a poet.
Well, I mean, I feel that that description really gives us a sense of just how bad it was.
Well, he didn't want to do it.
Yes.
He did not do it because he saw himself as a sculptor, not a painter. He got roped in by the Pope, who pretty much blackmailed him into doing it. So, and he wrote some little things up there that were people years later, little messages of what a pile of garbage this is or something, whatever.
In fact, that very poem I was just reading, the final line is, I am not in the right place. I am not a painter.
Can't see? Told you.
No.
Yeah. He was a sculptor.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Thanks.
A lot of people have compared me when they've seen me in football locker rooms with the Statue of David.
Really?
Yeah, pretty much.
All right, question six. In 1919, a giant tank explosion in Boston caused surrounding roofs and ceilings to collapse under the force of the flood of which sticky substance?
I reckon it's probably molasses.
You are correct, Terence. It is molasses.
Yep. The old treacle.
Yes, the disaster was caused by a 2.3 million gallon tank of molasses bursting. It killed 21 people and injured 150.
But they enjoyed the death of drowning in that.
Yeah, well.
So I think every Australian pantry in the 50s, 60s and 70s had a big metal jar of golden syrup.
Yeah. Is that the same as molasses or is it different? Oh.
Same, yeah, I don't know. Similar sticky substance.
Okay, Terence, we're on to question seven in our roof and ceiling themed history quiz tonight. Dating back to the 2nd century, the open hole in the middle of Rome's Pantheon dome is known as what?
I went there years ago, about 40 years ago. It was...
Yes, there's a particular...
Not Acropolis. It was something like Acropolis. Acropolis, well, it was in Greece. It was an... Not Octopus, Oculus, or something like that. Octopus.
Terence, I think I'd better give it to you. It is.
Well, it's not an octopus.
No, it's definitely not an octopus. It is Oculus.
They're too smart, the old octopi.
Yeah, so look.
Is it octopuses or octopi?
Octopuses, I think, because it comes from the Greek and not the Latin.
Everything comes from the Greek, doesn't it?
I don't know, except the bits that come from the Latin.
Oh, I suppose. Yeah.
All right. So, yes, it's the Oculus. It's almost
I spearfish and I can't kill octopus anymore. After I saw, have you seen Octopus Teacher?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't kill them anymore. They're too smart. They're too intelligent. They're more smart than me, I think.
So the Oculus is what that hole in the Pantheon is called. It's almost 9 metres wide. It's the building's only natural light source. We were actually there in January and it was pouring for 4 days the whole time we were in Rome. But you go to the Pantheon and the rain, of course, is actually pouring down through the roof and it makes the floor all wet and sticky. So that was quite something to see.
Well, it sounds like my house in winter.
Now, Mary says molasses is quite different to golden syrup, that it's not as refined.
Oh, not as refined. Oh, my goodness.
Now, Terence.
Yes.
Question eight. In 2019, fire destroyed much of the historic timber roof structure and spire of the Notre Dame Cathedral, melting 460 tons of which metal?
Which metal?
Yes.
Of the Notre Dame Cathedral.
Mm.
Well, I bet it wasn't made out of tin. And it melted it. You would think it would be steel, but I'll say copper.
I'm afraid it is not copper, Terence.
Oh, policeman well, then?
Excellent run, Terence. Lovely to talk to you. But let's chat another time. This is Nightlife on ABC Radio. Harry in the Bay has it. So does Stella and Amanda. Barbara in Falconbridge. Hello, Barbara.
Hello, sweetie. How are you tonight?
Good. How's your weekend been?
Oh, look, to be quite, you want to hear the sad news or the happy news?
Oh.
I've had terrible, it's possible I've even got pneumonia. I can't breathe that well.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Have you been and got yourself checked out?
No, I've got to go tomorrow.
Yeah, you do that. Was there happy news too?
Oh, yeah, I'm happy. I'm happy because I'm 80 and I'm still alive.
Yeah, all right. You're appreciating each day, Barbara.
I am, yeah. Look, I know I told you before my auntie was 104 the other day, but she's not a blood relative. She's a married relative. I don't get those genes.
Ah, so you're pretty happy with where your genes have got you thus far.
Yeah, because they all went to about 80.
Okay. All right. Well, you go get that pneumonia sorted out, okay?
Well, I'm saying that. That's just the nurse in me being a bit hypochondriacal.
Yeah. Well, whatever it is, you take care. Now, Barbara, I would miss you if you didn't call in.
Oh, I'll try and stay alive for your sake.
Thank you. Please do.
I will.
Question 8. In 2019, fire destroyed much of the historic timber roof structure and spire of Notre Dame Cathedral, melting 460 tonnes of which metal?
Gold.
Oh, it was not gold.
Well, it was my guess.
Well, bye, Barbara.
Bye-bye, Dal.
All right, talk to you later. Carly has called from Launceston.
Hello.
Hi. Carly, what do you think this metal was on the roof of Notre Dame Cathedral that melted during that fire in 2019?
Well, I thought it was all wood, which is why I thought it went up. So wood and stone. What metal?
Well, the roof structure was wooden.
Yeah.
What was the roof?
And you said metal. What surely they worked in iron, with iron?
It's not iron.
But that was too late, wasn't it? Because the iron wasn't quite refined for use by then. That was earlier than iron, wasn't it?
I don't have a timeline on the use of which metals in roofs, but it wasn't iron. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Mark knows, Phil knows, was knows. Dave in Perth knows. No, not Dave in Perth knows. Dave in Perth is on the line. He might know. Hello, Dave.
Dave doesn't know.
Or does Dave have a guess?
Well, oh, geez.
So not iron, not gold, not copper.
Zinc?
Not zinc.
Okay.
Dave didn't know. See you, Dave. Mike in Oak Park. Hey, Mike.
Oh, I'll just get turn off the speaker. Hang on one sec. Okay, how's that?
Good, Mike. Now, our question is this. In 2019, fire destroyed much of the historic timber roof structure and spire of the Notre Dame Cathedral, melting 460 tonnes of which metal? Not iron, zinc, gold or copper?
Just before I go, I was privileged enough to do a tour as production manager for Mr. Gudinski, R.I.P., with Lionel Richie and the Dancing on the Ceiling tour.
Ah, fantastic.
Yeah, so every night we had the whole band upside down hanging off the ceiling. It was great.
That's awesome. All right, so yeah. you've heard that song a lot. You're very familiar with it.
Yeah, I still love it though.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, as a guess, Lead.
Lead is correct.
Hey.
It took 5 years of restoration to get Notre Dame back on its feet, but it reopened in 2024.
Yeah.
I know too that when, is it St. Paul's in London, when it burnt during the Great Fire of London, it also had a lead roof that kind of all melted and sort of poured down into the streets below.
I didn't know that, but yeah, I can imagine it.
Question.
Yeah, I've been to Samarkand as well. That was wild.
Oh, have you? Oh, I would love to go there. It's in Uzbekistan, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, when did you go?
I took my son with me. He was 12, 13 at the time, and the two of us did a big adventure holiday, and it was the question when?
Yes.
2002, thereabouts.
Did they get many tourists, or were you really off the beaten track?
Oh, it was pretty off the beaten track, but there was a few. Yeah, the day we arrived and checked into a boarding house, there was a couple from Adelaide, I think, yeah, and they were about to catch the night train to Moscow. It was just, yeah, so exotic. I know.
No, I know. Look at you. You've danced on the ceiling with Lionel Richie. You've been to Uzbekistan. Oh. Okay, yeah. Question 9. A group of workers were photographed in 1932 eating lunch atop which partially constructed and now iconic New York building?
Empire State.
It's not the Empire State.
I thought
it was too, but it was not the Empire State.
Ah, well, you win some, you lose some.
Indeed. Thanks, Mike. Bye. Karen in Altona Meadows. Hello, Karen.
Hello.
Karen, a group of workers were photographed in 1932 eating lunch atop which partially constructed New York building?
Statue of Liberty?
It is not the Statue of Liberty, no. Thanks, Karen.
Thanks.
Noel from Broadwater. Hi, Noel.
Hello, Suzanne.
Which building was this? I don't know that it's that iconic. I mean, maybe it is.
I was initially thinking Empire State Building too. New York Tower?
No, it is not New York Tower.
I don't know if there is a New York Tower.
I don't know that either. So it's wrong. Thanks, Noel. Who's got it? A lot of you are going to one particular building, which it is not. Pat, at the point, you've got it. 1-300-800-222. 1-300-800-222. Would love you to be part of our ceiling-themed history quiz tonight. Keith in Sippy Downs. Hello, Keith.
Oh, good evening, Suzanne. No, I really don't know the answer. But as to the Notre Dame, I was on a princess cruise, in fact, that docked at Le Havre on the day that the Notre Dame caught fire, and I was in Paris when it happened.
Oh, my goodness. Did you see any of the smoke going up or get near it at all?
Yeah, we got right close to it before we got back on the ship and went off to Southampton. It was terrible.
Yeah.
But I'm sorry, but I don't know the answer to
well,
your next question.
Have a guess. It's not the Empire State Building. It's not New York Tower, if there is such a thing. It's not the Statue of Liberty. It is the New York building that these workers were photographed eating lunch atop in 1932.
I really have not the faintest idea other than anything to do with John Paul Getty.
I'm not entirely sure of his architectural connections.
No, I'm not either. But okay. So I'll pass it on to the next person.
Okay, thanks, Keith.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, I do have a few lines free, and if you do think you know the answer, I would love to hear from you. 1-300-800-222 to play our ceiling and roof themed history quiz tonight.
This is going to be quite a ride.
Every dream restoration starts with something worth holding on to.
We were in love. We figured we'd work it out.
Restoration Australia.
This is magnificent.
Back May 21 on ABC TV and ABC iView.
Hello, Nick in Geelong.
Hey, how are you tonight?
Doing well. What do you reckon this building is that you know the photo, don't you?
Yes, I do. So I think like along like your whole scope tonight, I think it's the Lunch on Top skyscraper in New York.
What's the building?
Lunch atop skyscraper in New York.
Well, that's not a building.
Oh, gosh.
That's the name of the picture.
Oh, God, I've got it wrong. I'm so sorry.
Okay. Thanks, Nick. Here's Roz in Bundoora. Hello, Roz.
Good evening, Suzanne.
Roz, what building was this that was partially constructed? The group of workers are photographed eating lunch basically on top of it. It's not the Empire State Building. It's not the Statue of Liberty.
I've got an answer, but just in case it's wrong, can I quickly give you the limerick that I missed out on giving on Friday night?
Yes.
Okay. And it's topical for what's happened. And I've just changed the tenses. Eurovision, you loved or you hated it. But regardless of how they rated it, Delta did well. Europe said, what the hell? No way. Down Under can't take it.
Very nice, Ross. Why did you fall asleep or something and not ring in?
Oh, no, I only tuned in about 10 minutes before it finished because I got home late. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Anyway, I don't suppose it's the Chrysler Building, is it?
It is not. You and about 30 people are saying so on the SMS, but it's not the Chrysler Building.
I think you first of all said what iconic, and it's did you say iconic or what?
I did, and then I thought maybe it's not, because it's not as iconic as the Chrysler Building, the one I'm looking for.
The main iconic ones are, apart from the Statue of Liberty, are sort of like either the Empire State or Chrysler or Trump or, you know, Trump Tower.
Well, we need another building then.
Well, there you go. What year was it, by the way?
1932.
1982.
32.
Oh, yes, I can remember that. There were lots of posters of it, wasn't there?
Yeah.
They were all balancing on the beams. Anyway,
exactly. All right, thanks, Roz. We will get there. Someone will know which building this was. Perhaps it's Naomi in Avalon. Hey, Naomi.
Hello.
What building was this, do you think?
RCA Building, and I saw the poster.
RCA Building means what?
I thought that was the name of the building, and it's the record. That was a recording industry building, wasn't it? Isn't RCA Records an RCA?
Hang on.
What was RCA?
No, that is, well, no, that's not what I'm looking for.
What else could it
be? I need a different name. Hang on. Oh, I think I may have to give this to you.
I thought it was just called the RCA Building.
No. You're right. Because what I was looking for was Rockefeller Center, but the RCA Building forms the centerpiece of the Rockefeller Center.
Okay.
So, yes. You get it. You get it, Naomi.
On an acronym.
Yeah. So what's this acronym? I don't know what this stands for, but no, you're talking about the same building.
Yeah, I didn't know. I got the acronym right, the meaning of the words wrong.
You got the correct building, though. Now, question 10. Popular in the 1970s, so-called popcorn ceilings were coated with a spray of which mineral?
Oh, God. I was alive.
Believe me, we all saw these ceilings. Not very attractive.
So what was the question? What was coated with what?
Popular in the 1970s, so-called popcorn ceilings were coated with a spray of which mineral?
Which mineral? How many? I mean, there's the whole chart. What were they? Was it shiny, reflective? Do I get a clue?
No. Popcorn ceiling was your clue.
Yeah, I know, but that's the shape. Oh, gosh. I'm out, I think. I'm out. I'd hazard a guess at some oxide?
No.
Okay.
Thanks, Naomi. Thanks for getting the RCA Building, a.k.a. the Rockefeller Center, for us tonight. John is in Woodvale, Western Australia. Hello.
Oh, hello, Suzanne. This is my first time speaking with you.
Ah, well, thank you very much for calling, John. Now, these popcorn ceilings, they were coated with a spray of which mineral?
Well, the only mineral I associate with ceilings is gypsum.
It is not gypsum. I'm afraid.
Okay.
Sorry, John.
Have a good night.
Yes, Pat, at the point, you've got it. And yes, it is a mineral. Andrew's in Gaimea. Hi, Andrew.
Hello, Susan. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Right, popcorn ceilings. They were coated with a spray of which mineral? They were very popular in the 1970s.
Very popular in schools as well, because that's where I remember it from.
What's the answer?
And I do believe it was called vermiculite.
Vermiculite is, in fact, the answer I'm looking for. Well done. Yeah, it was valued for its sound-reducing and fire-resistant properties, which is probably why it was so popular in schools. There were some concerns that asbestos was in quite a bit of it, so no one's putting it in very much these days. Good work, Andrew. You can move now on to question 11 in our ceiling-themed quiz tonight. The world's second largest dome ceiling at the time that it was opened in 1913 can be found in which Australian state library?
Oh, that'd have to be Canberra, was it?
It would not have to be Canberra, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah, I remember a big dome building down there, but yeah, righty up.
Thanks, Andrew.
Thank you very much. Have a good night.
You too. Kevin in Warrnambool is here with us. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, how are you going?
Well, now, the world's second largest dome ceiling at the time that it was opened in 1913 can be found in which Australian state library?
Would it be Victoria in Melbourne?
Yes, it is Victoria. It's the La Trobe Reading Room, which was designed by Norman Peebles.
Wow.
Mm. So in 1913, when it was opened, St. Peter's in Rome was the largest dome ceiling, and then this La Trobe Reading Room one came in second back then.
Huh?
Question 12. During the final days of World War II, Soviet soldiers raised their flag on the roof of which Berlin building?
The Reichstag?
The Reichstag is correct.
Oh.
And the raising of the flag symbolised the Russian victory over Nazi Germany.
Mm-hmm.
Question 13. Before undergoing major restorations between 2004 and 2007, the ceiling paintings in Versailles' Hall of Mirrors were found to be damaged by centuries of exposure to which aerosol?
I can only think of cigarette smoke.
Well, it's...
Well, they weren't vaping then.
No. I'm not sure that they were smoking cigarettes in the many years in the Versailles Hall of Mirrors either.
Yeah.
But I kind of... I feel like I should probably give it to you. Look, I'll say this. It wasn't smoke from cigarettes. It was smoke from something else. What was it smoke from?
Wood fires.
Not wood fires, though.
Damn.
Yeah. Sorry, Kevin.
Not a problem. Thank you.
Okay, bye. Robert's in Mossman. Good evening, Robert.
Good evening, Suzanne. I rang because I was annoyed that nobody knew the Rockefeller Center.
But we're past that now.
Indeed.
Okay. Now, I kind of got trapped there having to admit that it was smoke. So it wasn't from cigarettes. It wasn't from wood fire. Why was the Hall of Mirrors damaged by smoke? Where was the smoke from?
Cigars.
No, it was not from cigars.
Yeah. What a mind.
Thanks, Robert. Bye. George in Fremantle.
Good evening, Suzanne.
Good evening, George. Smoke from what damaged the paintings in Versailles' Hall of Mirrors?
Well, it pretty much only leaves candles, doesn't it, if you knocked out everything else?
Is candles your answer, George?
Yes.
Candles is correct. Question 14. Dating back to approximately 1859, the stable roof at Canning Downs in Queensland is widely recognised as one of the earliest surviving examples of a roof made from what?
Say thatch?
It's not thatch, no.
Not thatch. Where was it, Queensland, did you say?
In Queensland, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, George.
All right, cheers, bye.
Sue in Ulladulla.
Hello there. Yeah. Could you please repeat?
I can. Dating back to approximately 1859, the stable roof at Canning Downs in Queensland is widely recognised as one of the earliest surviving examples of a roof made from what?
I would think it was pressed steel.
It is not pressed steel, no.
Thank you. Good
thanks,
night.
Thanks, Sue. Jimbo's just thinking maybe the smoke in the Versailles Hall of Mirrors came from bongs. Pat at the point, you've got this one. Someone else does. Chris in the Northern Rivers. Susan in Hobart. You've all got the correct answer to this one. A couple more lines free too. 1-300-800-222. James in Frankston. Hello.
Hello. How are you, Suzanne?
Oh, doing well. All right, the stable roof at Canning Downs in Queensland is widely recognised as one of the earliest surviving examples of a roof made from what?
Oh, I got the other ones right, but I caught up the RCA one, which I thought you were a hard taskmaster on that one, but you gave it to her. But I want to say thatch, but I know that that's not right.
No, George from Fremantle already tried thatch. So we tried thatch and we've tried pressed steel. It's neither of those.
No. Straw then.
It's not straw.
Thank you, Suzanne. You have a good night.
All right. So this roof has survived since 1859. It's one of the earliest examples of a roof made from this. Karen in Mullumbimby, that's also the correct answer. Hello, Graham in Perth.
G'day, Suzanne.
What could this be, this roof?
Well, it has to be corrugated iron.
It does have to be corrugated iron. Well done, Graham. Question 15. Which two letters of the alphabet would you find within the ornate ceiling design of the gateway entrance to the State Apartments of Hampton Court?
Two letters.
Yes.
RH for Royal Highness.
H is one of them, but the other is not R.
Good night, Susan.
Good night, Graham. Franco is on the road. Hello, Franco.
Hello, no way. I've pulled over.
Are you pulled over or do you need to pull over?
I have pulled over. I have.
Okay. Question 15. Which two letters of the alphabet would you find within the ornate ceiling design of the gateway entrance to the State Apartments of Hampton Court? One of them is an H. What's the other one?
Is it a C? I'm not sure.
It is not a C.
Okay. Thank you.
It's not a C. It is not an R. The H does not stand for Highness. Dane in Castle Hill. Hey, Dane.
No. Hi.
Hi.
I'm down to 25 options because you haven't said H is not repeated.
Oh, goodness. I haven't, have I?
No. Is H repeated? Would you give me that clue?
It is not repeated.
Oh, all right. That leaves me. That cuts it down.
Okay. Do you know who lived at Hampton Court over the years?
No, okay. I don't. And so it'll be a straight guess. J.
It's not J.
Okay. Thank you so much,
thanks,
Suzanne.
Thanks,
love hearing
Dane.
You.
Yes, Annette in Perth, Ed in Perth, you've both figured it out. What does the H stand for? Who did that H represent? And if that H represented that person, then what other letters would you need to represent people that the H person knew? David in Beaconsfield.
Yes, well, I just have to have a guess because I don't know.
Why don't you try also having a guess at what the H stands for? That might help us.
It could be Hanover.
It's not Hanover, no. So maybe just have a guess at the other letter now.
I'll say L.
It is not L.
Okay.
Oh, thanks, David. This could be problematic, the difficulty of this question. Tracy in Mooney Ponds.
Oh, hi, Suzanne. I don't even understand the question. Can you ask again?
I can. Which two letters of the alphabet would you find within the ornate ceiling design of the gateway entrance to the State Apartments of Hampton Court? Now, I'll give you a little clue that Greta wrote this quiz. Greta is obsessed with the Tudors.
So it's a Henry, maybe?
Very good. We have a Henry. So if we have an H, who might go with Henry?
Henry and Anne, was it?
Is that your guess?
I'm thinking Queen Anne, but I'm not sure. I'll go Anne, A.
You are correct. It is A.
Oh, God. Okay, good.
Basically, it was A for Anne Boleyn.
Oh, okay.
So they put this beautiful A and H all, you know, intertwined in the ceiling design. But then when Anne was executed, Henry VIII gave his workers 11 days to scrub her emblems from the palace before he got married to Jane Seymour. While this particular remaining symbol is a Victorian replica, there is actually a 100% original untouched wooden monogram of Henry and Anne Boleyn at Hampton Court Palace that can be found hidden on the Tudor oak screen in the Great Hall.
Okay.
Right. Question 16, Tracy. The ghost of opera singer and actor Frederick Frederici, who collapsed and died on stage in 1888, is said to haunt the hidden walkways above the ceiling of which Melbourne theatre?
The Prince's Theatre?
Yes.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Well, did you say Princess or Princess?
Princes. Oh, I thought it was the Prince's. No. You can't give me a... I'll say Princess, but...
Oh, look, we're approaching the business end. Don't get cross at me for being nice. I'm letting you have that, Tracy.
That's so nice. I always confuse it. You know, we've got the highway, the princes, and yeah, go on.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. The Princess Theatre. Apparently, Frederici died just after descending through a trap door beneath the stage. Fellow actors later insisted they'd seen him backstage moments afterwards, still in costume, before learning he was dead. That story helped establish him as Australia's most famous theatre ghost. For decades, performers have claimed to hear unexplained footsteps in the ceiling spaces or glimpse figures moving in the upper galleries. All right. I don't know if any of you guys have been to the Princess Theatre and seen the ghost of Frederick Frederici.
No, but the dome in the library in Melbourne is just amazing, absolutely amazing.
Question 17, Tracy. During the Viking Age, what would sheep and goats be doing if they were on top of a Norse longhouse?
What would they be doing? Oh, goodness. Hey, Viking goats, sheep, what would they be? What could they be doing out there? Jeez. My mind boggles. Praying.
No.
Praying to the goddesses.
No, these were not a religious order of sheep and goats. They were not praying on the roof. Thanks, Tracy. Oh, dear. Yes, Stella in Bayswater. That is exactly correct. 1300. And Libby from Mitcham, you've got it too. 1300 800 222. If you know what they're up to up there, 1300 800 222. Hey, Aaron in Ballarat.
How are you?
I am well. All right. What would sheep and goats be doing during the Viking Age if they were on top of a Norse longhouse?
Possibly grazing?
They were grazing, yes, because the roofs of the longhouses were covered in turf. Good work. Question 18 for you, Aaron. Many centuries-old timber buildings in China still survive today thanks to a traditional ceiling support system of interlocking wooden brackets, which protected them against what?
Did you say overhang?
Not overhang. Thanks, Aaron. Joe in Mount Dandenong. Hello, Joe.
Good morning.
Greetings. Question 18. Many centuries-old timber buildings in China still survive today thanks to a traditional ceiling support system of interlocking wooden brackets, which protected the buildings against what?
I don't think it was about the Chinese devils coming off the roof. I think it was earthquakes.
Earthquakes is correct. That's right. So it was called a dugong system.
It's and quite like the Lockwood House in New Zealand that flexed when they earthquake.
Yeah, must be. Yeah, so the system shifts slightly and redistributes force through the framework if there's an earthquake. Question 19, very much getting to the business end now. Who was hung upside down from the roof structure of a petrol station in Milan in 1945 after his execution?
Mussolini?
Mussolini is correct. Joe?
He wasn't liked very much, I think.
Not certainly not by then. Joe? Question 20. For the win, what was written on the roof of the Sydney Opera House on the 18th of March 2003?
2003. What was going on then? 2003. I think it was free refugees.
It was not free refugees. Sorry, okay, Joe.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, we have one question to answer. Do you know the answer to this one? Hop on the lines, 1-300-800-222. Oh, Eric and Pat and Adrian and Amanda are all over this one. Alan in Mount Waverley.
Oh, how are you going?
Alan, you are the only person on the line at the moment. Do you know this answer?
Was it or no war?
It was no war in protest, obviously, against the war in the Middle East in Iraq. Well done. You are the winner of our ceiling and roof-themed history quiz tonight, Alan. Thank you so much for playing.
No worries. Do you know the Hampton Court Palace was built by Cardinal Wolsey, and you gave it to Henry VIII because he was in the bad books with him. He was trying to curry favour, and you gave it to him in 1528.
Goodness me, I did not know that. It's an excellent piece of trivia. Thank you very much, Alan.
All right, no
worries. All right, you hang on, have a yarn with Freya, and we will get your address and get your fridge magnet out to you. Thank you to everybody who took part in our history quiz tonight.
ABC Listen.